And good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to Saints Field in El Rosa for Central Minnesota Conference baseball action on a Tuesday afternoon as second meeting of the year between the Piers Pioneers and the Jaguars of Belgrade, Bruton, El Rosa. Piers won at Legion Park in Piers earlier this year, 14-4. Hello, everyone. Rick Grammond with you on You Are There Sports as Pat Illies, the coach of the Jaguars, Dan Sayre, coach of the Pioneers, meet at home plate with the umpires today, Mike Wadula. We'll be calling the balls and strikes. Jim Spencer on the bases. I visited with Coach Sayers. The Pioneers looking to snap a two-game losing streak. They are 5-4 on the season. Let's talk with Coach Sayre. Joining me on the pregame, Dan Sayre, the Piers Pioneers, and Coach over in El Rosa today, and try to put to bed the memories of last night's quick loss to Cathedral.
Yeah, talked to the kids last night, and just talked to them about 10 minutes ago, and two words they said was flush it. That game is done. That's over with. We didn't play well. There wasn't a whole lot to say after the game. We were disappointed how we played. We didn't do many parts of the phases of baseball right, but that's done. That's over with. That's the best part about baseball, and you had the Colt last night, Rick, is tomorrow's another game. It's the beauty of baseball, and so best thing that happened is we needed to play another game, which is today, and I told them this game is, as far as I'm concerned, bigger than it was yesterday because this is a conference game. So that's done. That's over with. Come out today and hope we get a big win.
I haven't seen their lineup, but I would almost bet you're going to see their lefty Jordan Wozmik today.
Yeah, it would be my guess. I know he's definitely one of the better pitchers. We're kind of expecting to see that. We saw him for a couple innings last year at the end of a game. He closed it out against us. So, you know, whoever we see, we're throwing lane. We got to come out and be a little more aggressive than we were last night and hopefully find a few gaps tonight.
Yeah, you talk about putting yesterday's game away. Last year here was a really disappointing game for the Pioneers that you let get away.
Yeah, first of all, we came down here today before and it rained. We went back home. We came back the next night and it was still raining. We played and I thought we did a lot of good things. Cody Meyer pitched very well for us and we didn't execute a few things. We had a few mistakes late and some pop-ups if I remember right, and you know, they scored in a walk-off hit and give them credit. They took advantage of some of our mistakes and hopefully today we're able to turn the tides.
You give the ball to Lane Gertz today, a real strong first performance by Lane on the mound last week.
Yeah, it was. Lane's only second start for us, but he threw a complete game against Eden Valley last week. Works quickly, throws strikes, and able to change speeds. And, you know, we got a couple changes in our defense tonight, and hopefully Lane can trust his defense and pump strikes in.
First time Pioneers have lost two in a row this year, so let's get back in the W column here at the beautiful Saints Field in El Rosa, Coach.
That's the plans, Rick.
All right, Coach Dan Sayre with us on You Are There Sports.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
The 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
We are in El Rosa today for baseball action. It is the second game of four this week for the Pioneers. They lost at St. Cloud Dick Putz Field last night, 10-0 in five innings to number one ranked St. Cloud Cathedral. So they get right back on the horse today against the Jaguars, and they'll host Kimball for a doubleheader coming up on Thursday. The Pioneers will face a lefty today. Jordan Wozmik coming off a shutout over Kimball last Thursday, his last outing as the Jags under Coach Pat Illies are 2-4 on the year. Their other conference win is against Holdingford. So Wozmik finishes up his warm-up tosses, and the first batter he faces is today's pitcher for the Pioneers. That's Lane Gertz stepping into the batter's box, and we're set for baseball. Mike Wadula behind the plate, Jim Spencer on the bases, Rick Shabluski coaching at first, Dan Sarah third, and here we go with CMC Baseball. Right-handed hitting Gertz stands in, 0-for-2 yesterday against Brindley Tyson. But he wasn't alone in that, as Tyson struck out 12 Pioneer hitters last night, and the first pitch is low. Ball one, we're underway. About 10 minutes late here, 4:39, first pitch. Jordan Wozmik didn't pitch against the Pioneers at Piers, as there's a strike. 1-1. Jacob Weller was the starter for the Jaguars in that Piers 14-4 victory. Weller is the DH today, as a swing and a miss by Lane Gertz. Aaron Weber will play third base and bat second. And then Noah Bozer, the center fielder. Matt Cummett will bat cleanup and catch today. Cody Myers, the second baseman, hitting fifth as Gertz leaves a Wozmik fastball high, 2-2. Teddy Daler's at first base, batting sixth. Today's DH is Ethan Lochner for the shortstop, Matt Tauges. And Gertz watches it off the plate, full count. Michael Meyer starts in right field today and bats in the eighth spot, and Colton Eichens will bat ninth and play left. 3-2 pitch to Lane Gertz, and Lane drives one towards the right side. It'll be picked up there, flipped over by Ryan Ohmscheid at second, and Gertz becomes the game's first out. A ground ball out to second. And that'll bring up third baseman Aaron Weber with one away. Wozmik working with Adam Yeager behind the plate. Derek Wiener's at first base. Ryan Ohmscheid at second. Ryan Illies is the shortstop. And Adrian Belden at third as a first pitch strike to the right-handed hitting Weber. Jaguar outfield. Left to right, Dalen Bitson, Tanner Heintjes, and Sam Coleman. Knocked out of play over the first base dugout, and Wozmik quickly ahead, 0-2. This is the only CMC game today. The other six teams played each other yesterday. As the two-strike pitch to Weber is high, sailing over the head of Aaron, 1-2. Yesterday, it was Maple Lake over Rockford 13-1 to move into a first-place tie as Weber strokes one down the line and left. Weber around first. He's digging for second, and Weber was in with a one-out double. Aaron Weber with the extra base hit. 3:22 down the line and left, and Aaron out in front of a Wozmik offering drills it for the double. And that'll bring up center fielder Noah Bozer. So with that win for Maple Lake yesterday over Rockford, they move into a first-place tie with the Pioneers, both 4-1. Of course, they split at Maple Lake last Thursday. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead defeated Kimball 9-2. First pitch strike to Bozer, 0-1. Noah, he strained something as he kind of made a half swing. He kind of holds his abdomen or rib cage as he steps back into the batter's box. Wozmik ahead, 0-1. Weber his lead at second. Wozmik lift the leg, delivers, and it's low. 1-1. On deck is Matt Cummett. The other final yesterday, holding forward over Eden Valley Watkins, 5-1. Here is the Wozmik pitch. Low, Noah takes. 2-1. So the current standings, Piers and Maple Lake tied for the lead at 4-1. Rockford and Holdingford are tied for third at 3-3. Kimball and BBE are tied at 2-3. Eden Valley Watkins and Howard Lake are 2-4. Step off by Wozmik, chases Weber back. Everybody plays a doubleheader coming up on Thursday. Holdingford will host Howard Lake Waverly. Kimball comes to Piers. BBE is back home against Maple Lake, and Rockford's at Eden Valley Watkins. All doubleheaders Thursday. 2-1 to Noah Bozer with Weber aboard. Noah hits it opposite way, deep in the hole. It's short. Bozer trying to dig out a hit, and he is safe, and the ball gets by the first baseman. Weber will stop at third. Weber will hold it first. That'll be an infield hit for Noah Bozer. First and third. Boy, Noah got jammed on that. And Jaguar shortstop Ryan Illies got to the ball, but not in time to throw out Bozer. First and third, back-to-back hits for the Pioneers. And it brings up the catcher, Matt Kummet. So an early first-inning threat here for the Pioneers. Lane Gertz grounded to second to start the ballgame. Double down the line by Weber. Infield single by Bozer. Matt fouls one away, and it's 0-1. On deck, Cody Meyer, the second baseman. Again, Piers defeated the Jaguars 14-4 in mid-April. April 13th, to be exact. Here's the pitch. Off-speed, lined up the middle, base hit. Weber will score. RBI single for Kummet. And rounding and holding at second is Bozer. Three straight hits off Wozmik, and Kummet drives in the game's first run. And now Cody Meyer to bat. Before that happens, Kummet will be courtesy run for by Jack Gruber. Gruber running for Kummet. So two on, one out. And now the second baseman, Cody Meyer, to bat. Piers had two hits yesterday, and they've already eclipsed that mark in their first four batters here today with three hits. Brindley Tyson just mowed him down last night, but the Pioneers, as Coach Sayre said in the pregame, said flush that one away. And they've come out swinging today against Wozmik, and the first pitch fouled down the line in right, and it is out of the reach. First baseman Derek Wiener, who gave it a long run. One strike to Cody Meyer. Cody had one of the two Piers hits last night. A base hit up the middle against Brindley Tyson with one out in the second inning. Matt Tauges, the other, hit an infield single. A lot of baseball action today. The other conference team in play is Kimball. They're playing at Royalton in a non-conference game. This is the only head-to-head CMC matchup. The pitch, and it's chopped to the second baseman. Olmscheid boots it. Everybody's safe. That'll be an error on the second baseman. Ryan Olmscheid had that ball come up on him. So Bozer into third. Kummet to second, or I should say Gruber to second. And Meyer aboard at first. And here's Teddy Daler. Base is loaded with one out. One run is in for the Pioneers here in their half of the first. And Wozmik delivers and a foul ball by Teddy. Infield in. Wiener at first. Olmscheid at second. Illies at short. Belden at third. 370 to center. 322 to right and left. 365 to the alleys. Here's the pitch. Low, and it gets by the catcher. Jaeger Bozer will trot home to make it 2-0. A wild pitch plates the inning's second run. And Gruber to third, Meyer to second. And it's a 1-1 count now to Daler. Infield has to stay in here. So Wozmik, who blanked Kimball last Thursday 5-0, has given up two first-inning runs here, and he missed inside with a fastball, 2-1 to Daler. On deck will be today's designated hitter, Ethan Lochner. The pitch by Wozmik, and it's well outside as Jaeger prevents that one from going to the screen. The home of the El Rosa Saints. 3-1 here to Daler. Region 15 amateur ball hotbed. Here's the pitch from Wozmik, and he's loaded the bases with a walk to Daler. And that is four straight men to reach here. Make it five in a row to reach. Weber a double. Bozer an infield hit. Kummet an RBI single to center. Meyer reached on an error. Now Daler has walked, and the designated hitter is Ethan Lochner. Lochner takes a strike on the inside corner for ball one. Or I should say strike one. As Wozmik trying to get out of this inning here. There's one out. He got Gertz to ground out. And there's a chopper to third. Beldren on the short hop will come home. And it's away from the catcher. That was on target. That's got to be an error on the catcher, Jaeger. He just didn't look it into the mitt. Gruber will score. Meyer to third. Daler to second. Lochner. A two-hopper to Adrian Beldren. And allowing Gruber to score when Jaeger couldn't hang on to the throw. Now here's Michael Meyer, the right fielder. And Michael lines to second. They get the double play. Lochner gets doubled off. Olmscheid to Wiener. And that's all for Piers. But they send eight men to the plate. They score three runs on three hits. Two Jaguar errors, one left. Half an inning here at El Rosa. Pioneers have a 3-0 lead. We'll meet the Jaguars when we come back.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
Sophomore Lane Gertz ready to make his second starting appearance of the season. He threw a one-hitter against Eden Valley Watkins last Monday. And he will face this Jaguar lineup. Center fielder Tanner Heinches to lead it off, followed by first baseman Derringer. Dalen Bitson, the left fielder, will bat. Jordan Wozmik in the cleanup spot. Then it's third baseman Adrian Beldren. Batting sixth, the DH, Jacob Weller. He hits for right fielder Sam Coleman. Ryan Illies is the shortstop, batting seventh, followed by Ryan Olmscheid, the second baseman, and batting ninth and catching today is Adam Jaeger. 3-0 Piers. Here's Tanner Heinches. Tanner was 0-for-3 against the Pioneers back in Piers in mid-April. Played shortstop that day. He's out in center today. Here's the first pitch, and it's lined on one hop over to Meyer. And there's the play. Nice play on a sharply hit ball. And there's one down on one pitch. Heinz is stinging one right at Cody Meyer. Daler at first, Meyer at second, Matt Tauges at short, and Aaron Weber at third. Here's Derek Wiener, the first baseman now, batting second. He goes after the first pitch and knocks it back and out of play. No, it's in play. And that's Kummet right up against the fence. Kummet. And that's two pitches, two outs. I thought that one was out of here, and it stayed in just enough for Matt to make the play. We'll see if Bitson is going to take here. You hate to go out on three pitches, but two outs on two pitches now. And he takes a Lane Gertz pitch low for ball one. And the 1-0 fastball in on the corner, says Mike Wadula. And it's a ball and a strike. One pitch. Bitson lines it into center. A two-out single. Bitson aboard. Bitson singles, and that earns our Katie Jan score on the game. He had two of the Jaguars' six hits when these two teams played. He was 2-for-3. And he's got a single here, and it brings up the pitcher Jordan Wozmik. Wozmik was 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts.
Jordan Wozmik.
Here's the first pitch, and it's a strike. Runner takes off. Kummet's throw was late. Stolen base for Bitson. 0-1 to Wozmik. 3-0 Pioneers with the lead. We're in the bottom of the first. Two outs. Bitson moves into scoring position for the left-handed hitting Wozmik. Lane Gertz ready. And the delivery. Off speed and outside. One ball, one strike. Piers will host Kimball doubleheader on Thursday. Jaguars will welcome in the other conference co-leader, Maple Lake, here on Thursday. 4 o'clock starts all the way around. Gertz will check the runner, deliver, and it's grounded towards second. Cody Meyer cleanly on to Daler, and the inning's over. A couple of ground balls to Meyer and a foul out to the catcher, sandwiched around, a base hit by Bitson. Bitson steals his way to second but is stranded there. And after one in El Rosa, it's Piers leading BBE 3-0.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
Hello, Pioneers fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great.
Here is Colton Eichens to lead it off. 3-0 Pioneers. And the first pitch grounded to Belden at third near the bag. Long throw to first, and Eichens is out on a pitch. So Wozmik gets the leadoff batter here. 5-3 on the scoring play, and it turns the order over to pitcher Lane Gertz. Grounded out sharply to the second baseman, Olmscheid, in the leadoff spot in the ballgame. 3-0 Pioneers. They scored three runs on three hits. Two runs came in on an error and a wild pitch, an RBI single by Matt Kummet. As the batter, Gertz takes high for a ball. Gertz and then Weber against Jordan Wozmik. 25 first inning pitches for the lefty. That one is low, 2-0. No strikeouts, one walk. He was helped out by a double play ball, a line drive double play. They doubled Lochner off. When Michael Meyer lined out to second, Ethan got caught off first. Three balls, no strikes now as inside to Gertz. Wozmik trying to work his way back. 3-0 pitch. Strike, 3-1. Belden even with the bag at third. Straight away in the outfield, Heinches. Flanked by Bitson in left. And Coleman in right. Ground ball to short. This is Ryan Illy's high throw, and it is not in time. He pulled his first baseman, Wiener, to the home plate side, and Gertz beats it out. And that'll be the third Jaguar error. Just a right at Illy's, and his throw didn't have a whole lot of zip on it. And Wiener had to come off the bag. So Gertz aboard with one out for Aaron Weber, who stroked a double down the line and left in the first. He scored the first run on a Kummet single. See if Gertz is going. Instead, he draws the attention of Wozmik, who snaps a throw over there. I look into the stands. I see some of the Pioneer faithful parents that have made the trek over here to El Rosa. As Wozmik comes home, and Weber watches a strike. And I mention that because there are probably more people here watching this ball game that will be at Camden Yards in Baltimore tomorrow. With all the unrest in Baltimore, they're going to play the game with the Orioles and White Sox, but they're not going to open the stadium. They're going to play in front of an empty stadium tomorrow just to get the game in. 3-0 Piers, one on, one out. Wozmik, ready? Long look to Gertz. And there goes Lane. The pitch is grounded right side, base hit. Hit and run will move Gertz to third as Aaron Weber is 2-for-2. Olmscheid, the second baseman, going to cover the bag on the steal attempt, and that opened up the right side of the infield, and Aaron stroked it through for his second hit. First to third goes Gertz, and it brings up Noah Boser. Hit number four for the Pioneers. Noah with an infield hit. He came home on a wild pitch. They'll play Illies and Olmscheid up the middle for a double play. They'll bring the corners in. That's Wozmik. Little slide step, and that one got away from him up high for a ball. 3-0 Pioneers with the early lead and threatening here again in the second. Looks like the cloud cover is breaking up. It's brightening up here in El Rosa. Here's the 1-0 pitch to the left-handed hitting Boser, and that is high again. 2-0 is Wozmik, having trouble locating right now. See if Noah can drive one. Team leader in RBIs. He's driven in 12 this year. Doubled three times, tripled three times. And now he's watching another one out of the zone. 3-0. Noah had an RBI triple and an RBI single against the Jaguars. First time these two teams played. 3-0 pitch. They turn Noah loose, and he hits a fly ball to the left that'll get to the warning track. That's going to score two, and Bozer's going to try for a triple. He's got another triple, his fourth of the year. And that ball gets away from the third baseman, but Beldren scampered about 10 feet down the line. And Dan Sayre gives a big high five to Boser. He gave him the green light on a 3-0 pitch, and Noah rips one to the 365 sign. Four triples this year for Boser. He drives in Gertz and Weber, and it's 5-0. 13th and 14th RBIs of the year for Noah. And now Kummet takes strike one. An RBI single to center and a run scored. Out of this spot, it was Jack Gruber that scored the run on the courtesy run situation. The 0-1 to Kummet. Swinging a foul, fisted over the third base dugout into the pine trees. 0-2. Scott Boser will retrieve that. Two strikes to Kummet with Cody Meyer on deck. 5-0 Piers. Boser at third, one out. Matt watches it outside as he'll watch that one all the way into the mitt of Adam Yeager, kind of leaning out over the plate. One out, Eichen's ground ball to third started this inning. Since then, an error, single, and a triple. And there's a fly ball, right center. Boser setting up to tag. Heinches with the catch. Boser is coming to the plate. He will score on the sack fly by Kummet to make it 6-0. So the Pioneers now with back-to-back three-run innings, and they lead it 6-0. Two ribbies on the day for Kummet. And with the bases empty, two out, second baseman Cody Meyer to bat. Meyer reached on an error on the second baseman Olmscheid in the first inning, and Cody watches it kick up dirt at the feet. One ball, no strikes. Coming up on Thursday, doubleheader, 4 o'clock at Piers Legion Park. Kimball's in town. Then we've got softball at Whitney Park in St. Cloud. Piers in Cathedral at 5 o'clock on Friday. There's a fister. It's going to drift out of play over the first base dugout, and it's a ball and a strike to the senior, Cody Meyer. Teddy Daler on deck. One ball, one strike, two outs, three in. Wozmik goes into the motion and delivers 1-1 and high. He's kind of all over the place. I can't say that when he misses, he's always high because he's certainly thrown some in the dirt too, but I'd say when he's out of the zone, it's two out of three times he's up above the shoulders. Two balls and a strike. Fastball, and as I say that, it's low. Dug out by Yeager. 3-1 to Meyer. 6-0. Pioneers were in the second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-2 now to Cody Meyer. Cody was 1-for-2 last night. Cody slightly open stance, stands back in the box. 3-2 pitch, and Cody fought that one off and knocks it back over the screen. 3-2, Wozmik against Meyer. And here's Jordan Wozmik. And they chased it in the dirt. Cody will take off for first. Yeager throws in time, and that retires Meyer and the Pioneers. But a two-run triple by Noah Boser and a sacrifice fly off the bat of Matt Cummett. As we go to the bottom of the second inning at Saints Park in El Rosa, it's now Pier 6, BBE nothing.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattridge from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
As we come back to El Rosa, Lane Gertz fires a first pitch fastball at the knees for strike one to third baseman Adrian Belden, leading off the Jaguars second, 6-0 Piers. Off speed and in for a strike, 0-2. That's the 10th pitch for Lane Gertz. He gave up a two-out single, but that was it. Two grounders to second and a foul out to the catcher in the first. The two-strike pitch to Belden, grounded. Nice play at third. That's Weber on the short hop across to Daler. One away. And Aaron Weber charged that ball and made it a nice shorthanded stab and throws out Belden to start the second. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Jacob Weller. Weller was the starting pitcher the first time these two teams played. Went three innings that day. And first pitch from Gertz is high for a ball. He batted eighth that day, and he walked and reached on a fielder's choice. First pitch, fly ball, left field. This is Eichens, and he's got it for the second out. Weller flies to Colton in left. Colton had to wait a while on that one. And it's Ryan Illy's turn, the shortstop. So two quick outs, second inning in a row, that Lane has retired the first two men he's faced in an inning. He gave up a base hit to center by Bitson in the first. Now time granted, looks like a ball got away in the bullpen as the Jaguars are getting their bullpen going. 6-0 Pioneers, two outs, bottom of the second, base is empty. We are in El Rosa today. And the pitch from Gertz, and that one is outside to the screen. 1-0 to Ilias, the left-handed hitting shortstop, and the son of head coach Pat Ilias. Is he the brother of our scorekeeper? Are you an Ilias? No. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one is just outside, says Mike Wadula. 2-0. Matt Kummet catching. Aaron Weber at third. Matt Talges at short. Back on the grass at second, Cody Meyer. There's a chopping swing and a miss by Ryan Ilias, and it's 2-1. Belden grounding to third, and Weller flying to left to start this inning. And the 2-1 pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss, 2-2. On deck, Ryan Olmscheid, the second baseman. As head coach Dan Sayre and his assistant Rick Shabluski have a seat over on the bench on the dugout, and he got him swinging, got him off balance with a breaking ball, and Lane's got his first strikeout, and it retires the Jaguars in order in the second. We'll head to the third. It's Piers in front of the Jaguars. 6-0 in El Rosa.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Well, it was a quick afternoon out there on the hill for lefty Jordan Wozmik as he has been replaced by right-hander Derek Wiener. 6-0 Piers. We go to the third, Teddy Daler, and he fouls the first Wiener pitch off for strike one. So Wozmik and Wiener just switch spots, pitcher and first base. Lochner and then Meyer for the Pioneers. 6 runs, 5 hits. No errors for Piers. They've left a man aboard. Hard fastball lined up the middle. Glove by Ilias. Nice play. His throw is high and into the dugout. And Daler's aboard. And Teddy Daler, who strokes it up the middle. And Ilias again high into the home plate side of home. And Daler's aboard on the fourth Jaguar error. And that'll bring up today's DH, Ethan Lochner. He reached on a fielder's choice error when the throw home from Belden was dropped by the catcher Yeager, and there's going to be a base hit to center field. Lochner with a single, rounding second, and Daler's off the bag, and he's out. No, he got back in. I don't like that technique, my umpires. Daler slid back in, and the referee looked like he was going to call him out. He pointed. And well, it gives you every indication that he's going to call him out, and then he signaled safe. But nonetheless, Teddy, a wide turnaround second and able to get the hand back in.
I just can't believe it. Olmscheid is stunned.
So Lochner with a base hit to center for hit number 6. And here's Michael Meyer, who lined into an inning-ending double play, second to first. And there's one on the inside corner for strike one.
Man,
Two on, nobody out. Another scoring chance for the Pioneers. They've scored three in each of the first two. Shake off by Wiener. Man, here is the pitch. Fastball, that one is hit to left center. That's going to get the gap. Michael Meyer turns on a pitch, and that's going to get one home. Lochner chugging into third. He's being waved around. They missed the cutoff, man, and Lochner will score easily. There was going to be an opportunity for the Jaguars if they get the cutoff, but they missed the shortstop. Billy's on the long cutoff relay, and that allows Lochner to come all the way around from first on the double by Meyer, and it's 8-0. Boy, did Michael crush that one. That had two bases written on it from the second it left the bat. And Michael now at second with two in. And those long strides of Ethan Lochner gets him from first to home. And that brings up left fielder Colton Eichens, grounded out to Belden at third, leading off the second. And Eichens awaits the pitch. Here's the delivery. Fastball swing and a miss. Wiener can bring it, but he's got to throw it across the plate here. It's a 1-1 count. Nobody out here in the inning. Meyer with his lead. Here's the delivery. It's a fastball popped up behind second. Heinch is coming in, still coming, and he gets there and makes the catch. Tanner Heinch covers a lot of ground coming in from center to record the first out. And it'll bring up the pitcher Lane Gertz at the top of the order. Holding at second, Michael Meyer. 8-0 Pioneers. Gertz in the ball game has grounded to second, grounded to short, and reached on a throwing error and scored a run, and Lane takes a strike. 0-1. He's batting for the third time, and we're in the third inning. First pitch in for a strike to Lane. It's 0-1. Meyer gets his lead at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Lane went up for one up in the zone, and it's 0-2. Aggressive swing there by Lane Gertz. That's one thing that Coach Sayre talked about. His team, he didn't feel, was real aggressive last night. Tyson was throwing, we thought, estimated low to mid-80s as Lane swings and misses, and he's out on strikes. Wiener gets the strikeout for out number two. But while Tyson was throwing relatively hard, it was also kind of right across the plate, and the Pioneers were kind of passive at the plate, letting a couple of strikes come in. Then when you're in an 0-2 count and Tyson's got three different pitches to work with, you're really kind of swinging from your heels there. Here's Weber now, 2-for-2, and he knocks it foul down the line and right. That won't be caught. Weber doubled in the first, singled in the second both times, came in to score. Meyer at second with a two-run double here in the third. Bozer on deck. Both Weber and Bozer have two hits, and there's a ground ball to Illies, and that goes right under the glove, and that will get Meyer home, and Illies is having a rough one at short today. That's his at least third error. That one, the first two were throwing errors. He just picked the glove up on that one, and it's snuck right through the five hole. Meyer comes home with the third run of the inning to make it 9-0. Two errors this inning for Illies. It is four or five errors in the game as Bozer bats. He tripled in last time, and he lines one into right for a hit here. Bozer with a sharp single. Holding is Weber. Playing it back in is Coleman. So Bozer rips at the first pitch. He's 3-for-3. The 3, 4, and 5 batters for the Pioneers, Weber, Bozer, and Kummet, have six hits in seven at-bats, a sacrifice fly, reached on an error, and they've scored five runs. It's pretty good production from that part of your lineup. Here's Kummet, an RBI single and a sac fly to drive in a run. He's driven in two and takes ball one high. Third straight inning, Pierce has a three spot on there. 3-3-3. Fastball low, good stop by Yeager, 2-0. First and second. Two outs, a fly to center, and a strikeout for Wiener. Weber the lead runner, Boza the trailing runner. Wozmik holding with Noah, and that pitch is off the plate. 3-0 to the left-handed hitting sophomore catcher Matt Cummett. He's the eighth batter of the inning here to face Wiener with Cody Meyer on deck. 3-0 pitch. In for a strike. Danny, looking at Danny Sayre down at third, and Danny's got a big smile on his face. I think he gave Matt the same choice that Noah had last inning. Green light if it's there for you. Matt let it go. 3-0 pitch. Matt lifts that one to right. Coleman is there and should have it. He does, and the inning's over. Piers again scores three times. They do it on three hits. Two more Jaguar errors, and we go to the bottom of the third. It's now Piers 9, BBE nothing.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details apply.
Is your drive or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Back in El Rosa, Rick Grammond with you, and the Jaguars are going to send up a pinch hitter here for Ryan Olmscheid. It looks like Tanner Halverson has put on a helmet, picked up a bat, and he will lead off here in the bottom of the third. Piers 9, Belgrade Bruton El Rosa nothing. 9 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Pioneers. No runs, 1 hit, and 5 Jaguar errors. 8, 9, and 1 in the order. Boy, it's tough when you don't even get a chance to bat and you're already lifted for a pinch hitter. Your spot, this is the first time in the game that the 8th spot has come up. And Lane Gertz misses outside. Meanwhile, Piers is one batter away from going through their order three times. This is the first time the Jaguars' eighth batter is hit. And there's a strike. 1-1. Jaeger on deck, the catcher, and then top of the order, Tanner Heintjes. The only hit, a Dalen Bitson two-out single in the first. Gertz lined out into right, a base hit. A pinch hit single by Halverson. He just stuck the bat out and went with the pitch into right, played in by Meyer. So Tanner Halverson proves Pat Illy's correct and rewards him for giving him a chance by poking a hit to right. Halverson with the single. One on. Nobody out for Adam Jaeger, the left-handed hitting catcher. Jaeger drove in 2 runs against the Pioneers back on April 13th. Swings at a high fastball. Drove in a run with a ground out and an RBI single in that 14-4 Piers victory back on April 13th. 0-1. Throw over chases Halverson back. And it looks like we'll have another pinch hitter as Zach Walls is on deck. He would bat in Heintjes' spot. Short lead by Halverson, and Gertz delivers a breaking ball, butted, knocked down by Lane, picks it up, throws him out. It'll be a sacrifice for Jaeger. One out, and Halverson now at second, and we get a pinch hitter, Zach Walls. 1, Walls batting for Heintjes here in the third. On deck, the pitcher, Wiener. Runner at second for the second time today after Bitson had singled and then stole the base in the first. This time, Halverson pinch hit single. There's a pop-up, maybe a play in foul territory for Weber. Pat Illies gets out of the way, but Weber can't come up with it up against the fence. Just out of his reach. He had about a foot up against the fence, and it goes as a strike to Walls. 0-1. So, new life for the pinch hitter. Second pinch hitter of the inning sent up by the coach, Pat Illies, as he bats here for Heintjes in the top of the spot of the order. 0-1. One out on the sacrifice bunt by Jaeger. And the pitch by Gertz. Little up and in. And Walls now 1-1. Right-handed hitter. Zach Walls didn't appear in that first game when these two teams played. And a pinch hitting roll here. Taujas at short. Cody Meyer holding the runner close. Good stop by Kuman as Gertz misses in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Pioneers with three in each of the first three innings so far to build a 9-0 lead. Gertz ready in the pitch. Swing and a miss. About knee high, and a swing by Walls comes up empty to even the count. Two balls, two strikes. Weber's playing on the edge of the grass at third, deep at first, Daler. Meyer near the bag at second. 2-2 off speed pitch, grounded to third. Meyer, I should say Weber, 1 foot on the bag, throws, and Daler with the pick at first. Two outs, runner at second holds. That ball was a two-hopper to third, and Weber kind of used third base to brace his throwing, or his back foot to get the throw off. He was almost standing right on third. He short hopped Daler across the diamond, but Teddy with the scoop. Two outs, and now it's the pitcher Derek Wiener, who has fouled out to the catcher Kummet in his only trip. And the pitch from Gertz off speed and in for a strike from Gertz to Wiener. One strikeout in the game for Lane. He hasn't walked anybody. He had thrown 18 pitches through two innings. That's pretty good. One strike to Wiener. Now time granted to the hitter. And Gertz now ready to go again as Wiener's back in the box. And Lane missed low with a fastball. One ball, one strike. 2-4 record for the Jaguars. Their wins 5-0 Thursday over Kimball. They've also beaten Holdingford 6-4. So they've got two conference victories. They are tied right now with Howard Lake Waverly Winsted at 2-4 in the CMC standings. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Gertz to Wiener. Low and good stop off the chest protector by Matt Kummet. Two balls and a strike. Pair of sophomores working out there. Gertz and Kummet. The runner at second is Tanner Halverson. He singled to right field to start the inning, moved up on an Adam Jaeger sacrifice bunt, and then a ground out to third. There's a good fastball in for a strike. Wiener watching it for a 2-2 count. Jaguars with only two base runners today. Each has gotten to second. None have advanced to third. Lane ready in the 2-2 pitch. Change of speed, called strike three. Wiener caught looking, and that's all for the Jaguars as Gertz registers his inning-ending strikeout. Strikeout number two for Lane, and the shutout is intact. 9-0 Piers after three.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
We come back to El Rosa, where Pierce has a 9-0 lead over the Jaguars as we look at the lineup for BBE. What do we have? We have Wozmik out of the game. No, he's out in left now. Wozmik has gone to left. We have a new first baseman. Wiener's still out on the mound.
We have number 16 in left.
Is that Ben Thompson in left field?
Ben Thompson is heading to left field.
Zach Schmitz is in the game at third base. The batter for the Pioneers is Cody Meyer. 9-0. Cody today has struck out, reached on an error, and he knocks the first Wiener pitch out of play. One strike. Top of four, Piers 9, BBE nothing. Pioneers have got their 9 runs on 8 hits, helped out by 5 Jaguar errors. And the 0-1 to Meyer. Cody, ground ball, foul past Coach Sayre, and it's 0-2. Two strikes to Sayre. We have Nathan Wander out in right field. As the players kind of turn their backs and walk back to their positions, we can pick up numbers and corresponding roster spots. Heinches stays in the game in center, so the two corner outfielders are changed. New first baseman. Here's the pitch. New third baseman as Wiener buzzes the tower and Cody leans away. 1-2. Three in each of the first three innings here for the Pioneer offense today. Kind of a good little restart from yesterday. They certainly look like they've put last night's 10-0 loss to Cathedral behind them. There's one knocked foul as protective swing there by Cody Meyer. Just got a piece of it. Here's the two-strike pitch again. Cody reaches for one, lines it up the middle, right over the second base bag. Good at-bat by Cody. Fought off a couple of pitches and drills one up the middle. A leadoff hit. And that is hit number 9 for the Pioneers. Seven of the 9 starters have base hits for the Pioneers. Here's Teddy Daler. He's one of the 2 without. Actually, 1 of 3, 6 of 9 starters. Daler, Eichens, and Gertz without hits today. Fastball, and there's one turned and hit to left for a hit. A one-hopper by Daler. And here goes Meyer to third, and he's going to reach. And now Daler will take the extra base on the throw to third. Second and third as Daler goes after the first pitch, and Teddy with a single to left. Meyer going first to third. As the left fielder, Thompson, throws to third when Meyer basically was already standing on the bag, and good base running by Daler. First base open, and here's Ethan Lochner. And Ethan hits one to Wander in right, who comes in, camps underneath, reaches up, makes the catch, runners tag. Meyer will score, Daler to third, and Lochner drives in the Pioneers' 10th run. Second sacrifice fly for the Pioneers. And it'll bring up right fielder Michael Meyer. I'm not sure if Teddy's that fast or if he left early there. It sure looked like he got going pretty quick there. That pitch in for a strike. An RBI double to the left center last time up by Michael Meyer. So he's driven in two and also lined into a double play. One out, 10-0 Pioneers. And Meyer takes a strike. 0-2 to Michael Meyer. Eichens on deck. Daler at third. Infield in. And the set and the pitch. Wiener delivers and Meyer fights it back and knocks it out of play. There's plenty of room to the backstop here at El Rosa. Good to see Miney came over. There's George Daler. A lot of Piers folks making the trek over here to El Rosa today. There's a pitch, just low. One ball, two strikes. Meyer trying to bring home Daler here. There's one out.
One away, one and two.
And Wiener from the set. Here's the pitch. Fastball low. Good stop with the backhand by Yeager. Two and two. First base and second base open right now as Daler singled, went to second on a throw to third, moves up on the sacrifice fly to drive in a run by Lochner. And Wiener's delivery. Swing and a miss, and down goes Michael Meyer. Two outs. Strikeout number two for Derek Wiener in his relief effort today, as Jordan Wozmik, the starter, went two innings today and gave up six runs. So Colton Eichens will bat. Nope, Jack Gruber is going to bat. Gruber's going to bat for Colton Eichens. Jack scored a run in the first inning, running for Matt Kummet as a courtesy runner. Now he gets an at-bat here. The senior takes strike one at the knees. 0-1 for Jack. Daler will get his lead, couple of steps off the bag. And the one-strike pitch, high. Ball and a strike. Good take there by Jack. Top of the order, Lane Gertz on deck. Two more hits this inning to put the Piers Pioneers in double figures with 10 now, matching their run total. 1-1 delivery. Gruber watches low, 2-1. Pioneers are back in action Thursday at home against Kimball. The softball team's in action Friday in St. Cloud against Whitney Field. As Gruber drives one down the line and left for a double, for a base hit, we'll see if he wants to. He's going to try. No, wide turn, and he slams on the brakes. Gruber with a big base hit and gets a congratulations from Rick Shabluski. Jack Gruber with a solid run-scoring hit. And Daler comes home to make it 11-0. And now top of the order, the pitcher Lane Gertz. Wiener, first pitch, and that one, look out, Danny Sayre. He has to dance back out of the way. Speaking of the dance, the prom is Saturday night for Piers Healy High. That'll wrap up a busy week for the kids. One strike to Lane Gertz. Lane today has grounded to second, reached on an error, struck out, and scored a run. So every spot in the order except Lane's has a hit so far. Don't think Lane doesn't know that as he's going up there hacking here. It's 0-2. Fouls one back to the screen. Weber on deck is 2-for-3. Noah Bozer, three hits today. Matt Kummet has a hit. Cody Meyer picked up a hit this inning, as did Teddy Daler. Matt Tauges has a hit. There's a ground ball, got by the pitcher. Second baseman will shovel, and they get the force to end the inning. Gertz will ground out, second to short, but Piers adds two to push it to 11-0 going to the bottom of the fourth.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Russell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric.
Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Back in El Rosa, Jack Gruber stays in the game. He's in right field now for the Pioneers. 11-0, bottom of the fourth. Lane Gertz facing the first man of the inning, and this is Ben Thompson, the left fielder. His first at-bat, he came in as a defensive replacement for Daylon Bitson. And there's one fair, passed first. And Gruber will pick it up down the line as Thompson shoots one just over the bag at first. Hit number three off Lane Gertz. And two of those are from pinch hitters. Not technically a pinch hitter, but his first at-bat, Thompson. He joins Tanner Halverson with hits and Daylon Bitson. Three singles off Gertz today. Here's now batting. Is this Cole Arsenal? And that pitch is high. Throw to first. Runner is out at first as Thompson got caught out the bag, and Kummet throws behind him, and just like that, the leadoff single is erased. 2-3. One out. And it's a one-ball count to Cole Arsenault. So the base is empty now. Two balls to count. Arsenault, his first at-bat of the game, batting in Wozmik's spot. Gertz reaches back for a fastball, moves him off the plate. 3-0. Arsenault not in the starting lineup today. He played first and batted fifth in Piers a couple of weeks ago. There's a 3-0 fastball in for a strike. He went 0-for-2 with a walk in that game. 3-1 now to Arsenault with Zach Schmitz on deck. There's a fister down the line and fair inside. Oh, boy. He called that foul. That looked like it was a good ball length inside the chalk line. But he's got a better angle than we do, I guess. 3-2 to Arsenal. Didn't that look fair to you? Yeah. 3-2 to Cole Arsenal. He got jammed off the hands, and it certainly looked like that was a fair ball, but no real argument from Coach Pat Illies. There's a swing and a miss, and Gertz gets a strikeout. Third strikeout for Lane today, and with two down, we get Schmitz to hit. Zach Schmitz batting for Belden's spot. This will be his first at-bat. He replaced Belden in the field. Belden goes 0-for-1 with a ground out. Gertz, first delivery. Off the plate for ball one. 32 pitches through three innings for Lane Gertz. Gave up a leadoff hit, but helped out there by his catcher, Matt Kummet, who picked Thompson off first to erase him. There's a foul ball off the hitter as he came out of the box, and it's 1-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pioneers up 11-0 here in El Rosa today. 1-1 pitch to the right-handed hitter, Zach Schmitz from Lane Gertz. Swing and a miss. 1-2. And the only defensive change right now is Jack Gruber staying in the game in right field. Cody Meyer playing almost a shallow right. He's about 5 feet back on the grass in right, and Lane gets a called third strike. Gertz with back-to-back strikeouts to end the fourth, and we go to inning five in El Rosa. It's Piers 11 and Belgrade Bruton El Rosa nothing.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, on the east side of Little Falls.
Due to your activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Aaron Weber leading off the fifth inning. Aaron 2-for-3 today, a single, a double, couple of runs. He's also reached on an error. 11-0 Pioneers. Wiener missed with his first two pitches. It's 2-0. Noah Bozer on deck, and then Matt Kummet's spot due up. But it looks like Kummet's going to be lifted here because Matt Tauges has the shin guards on. There's a pitch in the dirt, and it's 3-0. But that's looking down the lineup. So it looks like we'll have a new shortstop, which would tell me that Lane is done for the day. Lane will go back out to his original shortstop spot, or his normal shortstop spot, as Weber takes a four-pitch walk. Wiener issues his second walk, and it'll bring up Noah Bozer, who has two singles, a triple, two ribbies, two runs. Piers, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Jaguars, no runs, three hits, five errors. Here's Bozer awaiting the pitch, and it's in for a strike from the right-hander, Derek Wiener. Weber at first.
2-3-4, Aaron Weber, Noah Bozer, Matt Kummet.
Here's the set by the righty, and it's high and away. 1-1. Noah triple to drive in two in the second, his fourth triple of the year. Guys go careers without hitting four triples, and Noah's done it in about 3 weeks of baseball here. Snap throw to first, and Weber back in. Good throw by Jaeger. Weber got a little adventurous off the bag there. Two balls, one strike to Noah Bozer, the left-handed hitting junior center fielder. Here's the set and the pitch. Noah watches inside, 3-1. Good hitter's count here for Bozer, 3-1 from Derek Wiener. Weber short lead now, and he goes after a 3-1 pitch, pops it behind short, playable, and caught in shallow left field for the first out. First time Bozer's been retired as he chased one a little up in the zone. And it'll bring up the catcher, Matt Kummet, with Weber holding at first. Jacob Tenson with the catch there from his shortstop spot, drifting back into left field. Matt has driven in a pair today, a first-inning RBI single, a second-inning sac fly. He pulls that one to first, and first baseman on the fielding play. Cole Arsenault had the two-hopper to him, went to make the throw to second, realized the ball wasn't in his glove. He'd made the throwing motion, and all of a sudden, the ball was laying at his feet. Fielders are three unassisted will be the scoring play. Weber to second, two outs. And here's Cody Meyer. Meyer, ground ball up the middle, right over second again, a base hit. That's two hits for Cody. Here comes Weber to the plate. It's 12-0. A two-out RBI single by Cody Meyer. Both his hits have gone right over second base. And Weber scores for the third time today. The leadoff walk has come home, and the Pioneers continue their string of scoring in every inning now. Three in the first three innings, two last inning, one this inning. It's 12-0 in the fifth as Daler bats. Teddy with a base hit, a walk, and he's reached on an error. And here's one in the dirt. Meyer holds. It's 1-0. So Wiener has gone 2 2/3 in relief, and Teddy, big swing and a miss, 1-1. Teddy with a base hit in the fourth, reached on an error and came around to score in the third. He walked in the first, so he's been on base all three times to the plate today. The 1-1, Teddy watches low, and Yeager still doesn't see it. Now he picks it up. Well, he did a little circle there, and the whole time the ball was right at his feet. 2-1. A leadoff walk to Weber. And then Meyer, a base hit. Teddy swings through an off-speed pitch from Wiener to even the count at 2-2. In the bottom of the fifth, BBE now will need at least three to keep the game going, and they have the 6, 7, and 8 spots in their order due up. Here's the pitch. Teddy knocks it foul, back out of play. Another chance for Scott Bozer. 2-2. Nope, youngster beat him to it. So we're anticipating a pitching change for the Pioneers in the fifth inning as Talgis will be the new catcher. And there's one high. Full count to Daler. Pioneers 12. Jaguars nothing. 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Pitch is swung on and missed. Wiener strikes out Daler to end the inning. Pierce adds a run on the Meyer single. Their 12th hit, their 12th run. We go to the bottom of the fifth. The Jaguars need three to stay alive. Pierce 12, BBE nothing, heading to the bottom of the fifth.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Back in El Rosa, Coach Sayre's going to give Lane a chance to finish what he started as he comes out in the fifth. As Matt Talges comes in to catch, Matt Kummet goes to third, Aaron Weber to short. So 12-0 Pioneers going to the bottom of the fifth. Lane Gertz has shut out the Jaguars on three singles so far. He hasn't walked anybody. Pioneers have not committed an error, so only three base runners, and one of those has been picked off. So Lane has struck out four, hasn't walked anybody, 43 pitches, and he's got a little 12-run cushion to work with. And due up for the Jaguars, it looks like Nathan Wander will lead it off in the DH spot. He's now the right fielder. Wander leading off the fifth. This spot occupied by Jacob Weller, who will go 0-1 with a high fly to left earlier in the game. And the pitch. Pulled foul past the coach at third. Coach Illies dances out of the way. One strike. Well, the guys that Coach Illies has put in have come up and they, to their credit, swung the bats. They've got a couple of guys that didn't start the game come up with two of their three hits. Inside. Oh, it hit him in the jersey. Wander will go to first, hit by a pitch. And now we get the shortstop, Jacob Tenson, to bat for the first time. First free pass given up by Gertz. He hasn't walked anybody, but now he hits a man here leading off this inning. Third straight inning that the Jaguars have gotten their leadoff batter on against Lane. Inside to Tenson, who's batting in Ryan Ilya's spot. Ryan went 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Tanner Helverson led off the third with a hit. Ben Thompson singled to start the fourth. And now Wander gets hit to start the fifth. That pitch is low, 2-0. Pierce 12, BBE nothing. Pioneers trying to make it a season sweep by way of 10-run rule over the Jaguars. Swing and a liner foul, and right now Tenson has taken aim at Pat Illies over in the third base coaching box. Two of them have gone by the Jaguar head coach. 2-1 here. On deck is Halverson. Pierce has scored at least a run in every inning, three in each of the first three to build the big lead. Two in the fourth, one in the fifth. Here's the pitch, just inside. 3-1 now to Jacob Tenson. Jaguars with the royal blue tops, gray pants, sleeves, numerals. And he walked them. So, through four, Lane, no walks, no hit batters, and now first two men have reached by free pass in the fifth. Wander goes to second, Tenson to first, and Tanner Halverson will bat for the second time. He singled, leading off the third. Two on for the first time today, the Jaguars with multiple runners on against Gertz. They will not hold the runner at first with the big lead, and a knee-high fastball for a one. One strike to the right-handed hitting Tanner Halverson. Gertz working from the set. Wander the lead runner. Swinging a chopper. Could be two to second for one. Relay to first for the double play. Meyer touches the bag, throws to first, and the Pioneers now an out away. On the play, Wander to third, but a double play ball off the bat of Halverson. That takes Tenson off the bases. Two outs, and the batter's the catcher, Adam Yeager. Yeager, a sacrifice bunt, his only appearance so far. Gertz will try and finish off the shutout here. First pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1. Two outs, runner third. First time Jaguars have gotten a runner to third. As Gertz trying to leave him out there. The one strike pitch, and it's a two strike count now. A big swing and a miss. 0-2. Tauges behind the plate. And the pitch swung on and missed. Held by Tauges, and the Pioneers have the victory. A shutout for Lane Gertz and the Pioneers. 12-0, your final score. We'll begin the postgame show next.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with...
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Pierce High School. The Peers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also great.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Well, the Pioneers snap a two-game losing streak with a 12-0 win here in El Rosa today against the Jaguars to complete the season sweep over BBE. 14-4 in the first meeting back on April 13th. And here in El Rosa today, a 12-0 final behind a three-hit shutout from Lane Gertz. Lane allows three singles in the ball game, strikes out five, walks one, and hit one through 54 pitches. Final line score for the Pioneers, 12 runs, 12 hits. Errorless defense today. They leave five men on base. Jaguars, no runs, three hits, five errors. They strand three. Winning pitcher going the distance, Lane Gertz. The starter, Jordan Wozmik, tagged with a loss. He went two innings. Derek Wiener went the final three. Wozmik gave up six runs on five hits. So Wiener will give up six runs on seven hits. Pioneers, three in each of the first three innings today. They got a run on a single by Matt Cummett. A wild pitch brought Noah Bozer home. An error scored courtesy runner Jack Gruber, and it was 3-0 after a half an inning. Three more in the second, two on a triple by Noah Bozer. The third run on a Cummett sack fly, and it was 6-0 after an inning and a half. An inning later, it was 9-0. A two-run double by Michael Meyer, and an error allowed the third run to score. Two more in the fourth. Sack fly by Matt Taugis. RBI single by Jack Gruber. And it was 11-0 after 3.5. Final run came in the fifth on Cody Myers' RBI single to score Aaron Weber. Weber scores three. Bozer with three hits, including his fourth triple. He scores two. Cody Meyer has a couple of hits today as the Pioneers really pretty good all-around game today against the Jaguars as Piers now back into sole possession of first place in the conference as they are now a half game up on Maple Lake at 5-1. The Jaguars fall to 2-4 and into a three-way tie now for last place with Eden Valley Watkins and Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Maple Lake is here on Thursday to face the Jaguars in a doubleheader. Piers returns to Legion Park. They'll host Kimball for two on Thursday. And the Pioneers win it 12-0 this afternoon. And this game, well, about as almost as fast as yesterday's. Hour and 18 minutes, 10 minutes longer than it took yesterday for the Pioneers to lose by 10-run rule. Today, of course, there was a half inning longer today, too, as well. We only played 4.5. Yesterday, we played the full five here today. Nonetheless, it's 12-0. Pioneers back in the win column. Overall now, Piers 6-4 in the conference. And 5-1. A half game up on Maple Lake. We'll see you Thursday. It's a 4 o'clock first pitch for the Pioneers and the Cubs of Kimball in town. I'm Rick Rabin saying see you then.